expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Yes, hello everyone. It is a beautiful Saturday in the northeastern part of the United States. Saturday, June 1st, yes. 2019, a new month and new beginnings. As usual, our urban story has a lot to cover this beautiful Saturday. We've titled this show Outrageous Behavior, and yes, you'll get a greater understanding as to why we've titled this show as such as we proceed into the news stories we're going to cover.
Absolutely.
Barbara, what would you like to say?
Well, you know, so many things have been going on, and it demonstrates how outrageous one of the political parties of America has become. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous,
some of the things that they're saying, some of the things that they're proposing, and the things that they're trying to conjure up in their wild and vile imaginations. And that's what we want to talk about, because we want our friends, our listeners, those in Massachusetts,
yep,
those in New Jersey, those in New York,
In New Hampshire,
mm-hmm, all over the beautiful America, mm-hmm, we want you to be aware of what's going on. Yes, it's our opinion, but it's based on facts, it's based on logic, and it's based on reasoning.
You know, I agree with the Reverend Franklin Graham on one of the things that he is saying. I'm looking at Twitter, and Todd Starnes of Fox News posted that. Reverend Graham is concerned that if Trump is removed from office, it could lead to a civil war.
Absolutely.
I would hope not, but I think he's right. And also, Reverend Graham has organized a prayer call, if you will, a prayer request for all Americans, and he's aligned with 250 clergy men and women to pray for President Trump. We've set some time aside. Tomorrow, Sunday, June 2nd, is a day that we're going to lift the president, and I would say the vice president as well, up in prayer. And I hope that you'll join us tomorrow, Sunday, June 2nd. It is a day set aside to pray for President Trump.
Pray for his deliverance and pray for the binding.
Yes.
And for the defeat of his enemies.
Yes.
Now, you don't hear one of them talking about any of the good things that he's been accomplishing. Everything is negative. They are so disgusted and disillusioned with that Mueller report that now they're trying to conjure up anything. Yes. Anything will do, because their queen of lies, Hillary Clinton, lost the election fair and square.
Yeah.
And if they're talking about impeachment, can you imagine how the 63 million of us are going to feel?
Absolutely.
We were not persuaded by Russia.
Exactly.
We were not persuaded by the Martians.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We used our common sense.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at the moral compass between the two candidates.
Right.
And we said, I said, myself personally, mm-hmm, I could never vote for someone like Hillary. Based on Benghazi, based mm-hmm on the destruction of those, what were they, servers? Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep.
Based on the fact that she is a professional politician and has done nothing but get rich because of politics.
Right.
In addition to that, I would never vote for her based on her admiration of Margaret Sanger.
Mm.
Margaret Sanger, who wanted to eliminate black people, thought that they were weeds,
yes,
thought that they were less than human,
yep,
and who started Planned Parenthood. But Hillary Clinton admire the tenacity of this murderer of black people.
Absolutely, Barbara. And the,
yes,
the racism of Margaret Sanger, who was the founder of Planned Parenthood, It's documented. You can Google Margaret Sanger racism, and you'll get all kinds of information that will pop up. This is not something we're just making up. No. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, it was called something else previously. The founder of Planned Parenthood was a racist who met with the Klan, who met with Hitler.
Yes, she did.
A very evil woman.
But this is a woman that the one who was running against Donald J. Trump admired.
Right.
And if she admired her, I always ask black people, how can she be such a champion for black people when she admired someone who didn't even want black people to exist in this society?
Absolutely. I want to touch on something else with Planned Parenthood. The current president of Planned Parenthood said, having women to give or encouraging women to have funerals for the aborted babies stigmatizes abortion. So let's step back and let me just put it in plain English, I guess. They want to dehumanize the aborted babies. When a person dies, we generally, if we're halfway normal, we treat his or her remains with respect. What Planned Parenthood is trying to say is that baby that was aborted doesn't deserve any respect because they don't want to consider that baby a human being. That's mm-hmm. how they can justify a woman having 4 or 5, 6 abortions, selling the baby parts.
That's what
they don't want the woman to have a funeral for this baby who was a human being.
Because they see that human being as dollar signs.
And that is evil, ladies and gentlemen.
That is beyond
evil. The sale of human body parts is barbaric and it is evil.
And what they're doing to these babies, according to Susan B. Anthony, one of the founders of women's rights, she called it murder.
Right.
So they're murdering these babies and they're making a profit off of them. They don't warn the young ladies of any psychological or medical problems they may have down the road because of this interrupted normal thing that, it's normal for a woman to have a baby.
Right.
They may be putting themselves at higher risk of breast cancer and things of that nature. Depression, right. Drugs, suicide.
Right.
They don't mention any of that because all they see is the body parts that will bring dollars and put the dollars in their pockets.
The United States taxpayer should,
and
sorry,
I also
I
see a lot of these abortion laws targeting blacks.
Mm.
Yep. I believe the racists.
Yes.
Who lead the Democratic Party, mm-hmm. including Governor Cuomo of New York, are specifically loosening up these laws so that more blacks.
Yeah, I agree with you. And why do I agree with Barbara
abort.
From Harlem? This is why I agree with you, Barbara. And I said this at the prayer breakfast we attended in Massachusetts on April 20th.
Yes.
In Ohio, they passed the heartbeat law. When a heartbeat of a baby is detected, of a fetus, whatever you want to call it, is detected, then the woman can no longer have an abortion. A Democratic lawmaker, and you can Google this, in Ohio, wanted an exception for black women.
Isn't that something?
I forget who was male or female, but this Democratic lawmaker wanted an exception for black women so black women could continue to have abortions even after the heartbeat of the fetus was detected or has been detected. So I agree with you, Barbara. I think this is an attempt to control the population, control the black population.
Absolutely.
There was a billboard not too long ago aimed at black women because you have black female models in that billboard that says abortion is health care. It is not health care.
It is not.
It is not health care. It is not contraception. Abortion is the taking of a human life. Understand, at the end of the day, that's what abortion is. You are ending a human life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is no way that you can get around it or define it any other way. And it just reminds you of biblical times when people were worshiping pagan gods. Mm-hmm. And they kill their sons and daughters as a sacrifice.
Right.
to these pagan gods. Those pagan gods required the blood of these babies, and we're repeating that.
Yeah.
We're just not calling out on Baal and all of that.
Exactly.
But
Moloch or anything
Moloch
like that.
Moloch or any of them.
Right.
But we're doing the same thing as the pagans did. And people of America who have morals, who have a conscience, we need to stand up and fight these immoral, godless heathens from taking our nation
right
to the depths of depravity.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about Georgia's abortion law for a moment, because Netflix and Disney are threatening to boycott the great state of Georgia for passing its version of the heartbeat law.
Okay.
Once a baby's heartbeat is detected, you cannot perform an abortion. Now, I will never subscribe to Netflix.
Never.
Why would a company take a stand such as that? You should be neutral. It's why are you polluting your brand by adding politics to it? And for Disney, for Walt Disney,
outrageous.
That aims as its empire is built on children going to Disneyland, Disney World, logging on to Disney.com, Disney Channel.
They have changed.
Why would you take a stand against Georgia and say that unborn American children should not be protected? Disney Bob Iger, the CEO, is making a huge, huge mistake. Stay out of it. Don't. The state has a right. There's something called the state's rights. And Georgia, Missouri, Louisiana, Alabama, they all have a right to pass in what they deem as the appropriate abortion law.
Okay. And you know what? This is an official call to boycott.
Absolutely.
Boycott Netflix. Boycott
Absolutely.
Disney. We have other alternatives, because evidently they've turned away from entertaining children and want to entertain godless heathens.
Right. That's
and you
not
don't
want to
be a
sense.
Part of that. That isn't common sense.
Right.
And these people, as I've said before, have more sympathy, empathy, and compassion for convicted murderers who have tortured.
Yes.
Even young children,
yes.
Even young girls, even young babies, they
absolutely.
Have more compassion for them
yes.
than they have for a baby. They don't want that baby to be entitled to life, liberty, and to pursuit of their own happiness. That is a human being, and we are America. We're not a heathen nation, and they should be allowed to live, and we must fight. Because what they're doing is outrageous.
That is very evil for Disney. You have to that really got me.
Yes.
Netflix, when they did this thing with the Obamas, I'm not ever going to subscribe to Netflix. But for Disney, which is an American institution, entertaining children, its whole empire is aimed at children. Yes, the adults have to pay. And to say we're going to take a stand against Georgia's. But then Disney, as others have pointed out, Prager University pointed out, Disney partners with China.
Yes.
Which has concentration camps for Muslims and which has closed churches, because if it's not a church sanctioned by the government of China, they will close a church. So Disney has no problem there. It's outrageous that Disney will film in Saudi Arabia where abortions are illegal. Several countries in which Walt Disney Company, they film in those countries and abortion is illegal.
Well, you know
why are they picking on the state of Georgia?
Well, you know what? People like this president of Disney, man is the measure of all things to them. They make up their laws and their rules as they go along and as they see fit. In other words, they don't see how China, what they do. They don't see any of that. They'll make a deal with them, but yet and still in their own country, where they have the right to speak out against something that they don't like. And we must remember, the it's not liberal because they're very restrictive.
Yes.
The secular humanistic ideology is very dark, very dismal, and it's chaotic.
Yeah.
When you don't have the light of God shining in, we are endowed by our Creator is foreign to them because they think that they are their own gods. And we just must realize that. They
Good
make
point.
The rules as they go along, whatever suits them.
That's a great point, Barbara.
Yes. I mean, but that's how they live.
Right, right.
Because their ideology makes no sense. That makes no sense.
Right.
To condemn Georgia.
Exactly.
And then do business with Saudi Arabia, China, all of those places.
Thank you.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
But spiritually, it does, because those countries don't recognize that there is a God.
Mm.
They don't recognize the same God that we recognize in America, endowed by our Creator. Mm. We're not talking about some foreign unknown entity. We're talking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, which are our founding principles in this nation.
And I just want Disney, Netflix, and Hollywood stars to understand something. We don't need you.
No, we don't.
You need us.
Yes, they do.
Period.
Period.
There are too many alternatives to Disney.
Amen.
There are too many alternatives to Netflix.
True, true.
A lot of these stars threatening to boycott the state of Georgia. We won't miss you. I don't even know half their names. I probably walk past them in New York City in Midtown Manhattan and don't even know them.
I wish they'd boycott America and get out.
Absolutely.
Because we are fighting for the soul, the real soul of America.
Absolutely.
We are fighting to go back to those Judeo-Christian values, ethics, morals, and principles that made this nation great.
And I know it may sound trite, it may sound corny, but go to a Muslim nation or go to a communist nation and think and hope you have some rights as an individual. You don't. If they think you insulted their prophet, you'll be beaten, particularly as a woman.
Or you'll lose
your
head. You'll
be beaten. You'll be beheaded. They'll take you to a public square, beat you, rip you up, and all that. So Judeo-Christian principles are not a luxury. They are an absolute necessity in order to guarantee life, liberty, and freedom of the individual.
Just like Omar, why did she flee Somalia?
Exactly.
Why is she here? Could she say those things about her homeland that she's
absolutely
saying here? No, she would not worry about that scarf, because more than likely she wouldn't have a head.
There you go.
Period.
I want to touch on, I know we have a few minutes before our break, but I want to go into the Mueller report a little bit. We haven't really discussed it. We've discussed it here. But it's interesting to me. We all know that Robert Mueller was the special prosecutor hired. He gave a press, rather than going in front of Congress and answer questions, Robert Mueller held approximately a 9-minute press conference this past week, because he had been pressured. He'd been asked by Congress to appear before Congress, and he does not want to do that. Robert Mueller could not find anything criminal that President Trump had done.
Can I just say
zero,
this?
Please.
Lay the foundation as you get ready to explore the report. I want everyone to know that there were 19 lawyers that worked on this. I want everyone to know that there were 28,000 subpoenas issued.
2,800, I think.
2,800, I mean. I want you to know that 40 FBI agents worked on this case. And then, what is it? Over 500 witnesses were called. Over 500 search warrants were issued, and 13 requests from foreign governments went into the Mueller investigation.
Wow.
Yes.
Before I go any farther, our phone number here is 973-925-4559. Again, 973-925-4559. Barbara, your contact information is by email.
Barbara from Harlem, USA at yahoo.com. And don't forget, order your copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations.
Please give your email address again.
Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, from F-R-O-M, Harlem, H-A-R-L-E-M, U-S-A, at yahoo.com.
Thank you, Barbara. Robert Mueller, like I said, held a 9-minute press conference. And what he did to the president really was outrageous.
Outrageous.
He said, well, if there had not been a crime, I would have said so. However, he said the report speaks for itself.
And there was no crime said so.
He did not state in his report that President Trump committed a crime.
He surely didn't.
Now, let's look at Ken Starr, the special prosecutor who investigated then-President Bill Clinton. In his report, Ken Starr accused, he said Bill Clinton was guilty at least 11 times in his report.
What a difference.
Robert Mueller does not use the word guilty in his report. Now, I work with someone who is completely anti-Trump. She can't stand the man. She told me yesterday she read Mueller's report. And so I asked her, I said, well, tell me what crimes did Trump commit? She could not answer me.
No.
So Robert Mueller, instead of being a decent prosecutor, just a decent man, period.
He's not.
Instead of him saying, I did not find that President Trump, I could not find that he committed a crime. He said, well, if President Trump had not committed a crime, I would have told you so. That's not how this works, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
A prosecutor either has evidence
or he doesn't.
Or he does not.
That's right.
Robert Mueller, has no evidence.
That's right.
So I asked this lady, I said, well, how do you think the Russians influenced the election? Did they bus 63 million Americans to the polls? I mean, it makes no sense.
None.
We're talking about emails that the Russians may have known about, Hillary Clinton's emails. The brass tacks of this is Donald Trump was accused of cheating in order to win in 2016. Robert Mueller sent out 2,800.
That's
he
right.
had all that. He had an army, if you will, arrayed against President Trump and his family, and could not state in the Mueller report that this president or his family members or associates committed a crime.
Any crime.
In relation to the 2016 election. Now, people will say, well, what about Paul Manafort? People will say, what about Michael Cohen? Again, they were not indicted in terms of the cheating of the 2016 election, which Trump was accused of doing.
Mm-hmm.
That is extremely important. Paul Manafort lied. He cheated. Michael Cohen lied under oath. That has nothing to do with the central allegation, the central claim by Robert Mueller, by the mainstream media, by Democrats, by Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Elizabeth Warren.
That Trump won only because he cheated and colluded with the Russians.
No evidence.
Robert Mueller spent 2 years, $30+ million.
That's right.
No evidence.
None whatsoever. I mean, and that's a disgrace, and that's a blotch on America's history, because they had no evidence to start with. All they had was blabber, 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 words. And from what I understand, what did you say, Ms. Diamond? Collusion is not a crime anyway.
Right, exactly.
You know, they couldn't prove that there were clones from Russia. They couldn't prove that they altered our internet or anything like that. They had no evidence. That's the bottom line. And it's so sad that people like you talking, you know, about the lady or the woman on your job.
Yeah.
That has no answers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's so sad that they listen to MSNBC.
Yep.
They listen to CNN.
Yep.
Or they may even get a magazine like I have right here, The New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
Full of propaganda, mm-hmm. full of lies, no facts. Or they might read The New York Times.
Right.
That hateful rag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I call it that, because it qualifies as that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and here it is, they repeat things that they have no evidence of. Just like when I'm down there at Trump Towers, or I've been down there at Trump Towers, and you know, we are having maybe a friendly rally or whatever, and you might have someone, well, he's a racist. I said, well, what evidence do you have? And I was interviewed at that Trump rally we had the last time, the United one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked by whoever was interviewing me, well, what about racism? And didn't him and his father? I said, listen, him and his father did not want welfare recipients on their property. Mm-hmm. And you're justified in doing that. Number one, people who don't have any vested interest in where they live and don't work for what they get have a tendency not to take care of it.
Exactly.
That's not racist. That's business.
Exactly.
Whether they were white or whether they were black, if they were receiving welfare, the Trumps did not want them in there renting from them. Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. That's not racist. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But people like that have no answers. They're programmed drones. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't depend on education, because I have a friend who works in a medical facility. And she said there's a doctor that goes around saying negative things about Trump. Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't let anyone know, but she reported him, because that's not supposed to be a place for your political views.
Absolutely.
Just like football fields and stuff shouldn't be a place for your political views.
Absolutely.
So she reported the doctor, so hopefully that will stop.
Okay, we're going to go to a break in about 30 seconds. Uh-huh. Please stay tuned with us.
Yes.
And we want to, we have so much more to talk about.
A lot.
Stay with our urban story. Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And here we are back at on our urban story. Miss Diamond, you wanted to discuss something?
Yeah, I think you have a feel-good story, though, about a
that
World War II veteran.
Yes, I do. You know, I mean, and we have to do our feel-good stories every now and again because so much is going on. Well, I read, I think it was on Facebook, a friend of mine, John, sent me this. And it's a 101-year-old World II veteran. He flew 1,500 miles to commission his grandson at the Air Force Academy in Colorado. Mm. And I was saying to myself, I said, 101 years old and he's flying, but come to find out, he was a bombardier in World War II. I thought that that was such a touching story. His name, the name is Clark, I believe it is. And it's just such a touching story. The young man was one of 989 members of the U.S. Air Force Academy class of 2006, and he was the graduate. And his grandfather's name was Walter K-L-O-C. His name is K-L-O-C. But I'm telling you, that was a tremendous thing for this man, 101 years old, to go and commission his grandson. So that was my good news story of the week.
Okay, good.
You know, and then some sad things have happened. We all are familiar with the shooting that happened in Virginia Beach. From what I was reading this morning, he wasn't a disgruntled employee that had been fired. The initial reports was that on Friday when I heard it, they said he was fired on Thursday. But what I read today from a reliable source, it said that he had the pass to go into where he did the shooting at. So he wasn't fired. But I think it was 11 or 12 people that were killed,
from
but he
what
was also
I,
killed.
Yeah, unfortunately and sadly. And from what I understand, this was a gun-free zone. We now have seen that gun-free zones, I could be incorrect.
They don't work.
They simply do not work. And another thing, when mass shootings happen like this, the Democrats' knee-jerk reaction is more gun control.
Right.
And we will not allow our guns to be taken away from us. Look at what happened in Venezuela.
And Japan.
In the 90s, I believe it was, Venezuelan citizens had to give up their guns, and now look how they're being treated.
Absolutely. And in Japan recently, someone went on a knife rage.
Right.
Attacking people.
So what
with
do you do,
knife?
Bad knives? But then what's interesting about liberals is that when an illegal immigrant comes and murders people, do they call for a ban
on
illegal immigration?
No.
Why is there a knee-jerk reaction to ban guns? We're not going to ban guns because they save lives. There are women who have given testimony that they would have been raped and murdered had they not had their firearm.
That's just a fact of life. In addition to that, the first chapter of my book explains why I totally support the Second Amendment. Had I not been armed after a crazy Ku Klux Klan man shot my brother, shot me, and I had my children with me. I had five children there. They could have all been slaughtered had I not taken off, ran to the car, even though I was bleeding, retrieved my gun, and stopped him from shooting my brother again. As he was leaning over my brother, I shot him. He turned around. He shot me again. And then I shot him again. And then even though I was shot in both of my legs, I ran to cover. But had I not had that gun. And then when my mother drove up, I don't know how she heard about this. When she drove up and I told my mother, open up the trunk and please give me the shotgun. I gave my gun to my brother and I was calling for the shotgun. And then the KKK member decided that was too much for him. And
so the bottom line is guns save lives.
I am a living example of that.
Exactly. I want to go back to Mueller for a minute here.
Okay.
Because Attorney General William Barr said that Mueller could have reached a conclusion. Mueller made the claim that he was not able to indict a sitting president.
That's a lie.
But he could have come to a conclusion,
yes, he could have,
as Ken Starr did about Bill Clinton. Ken Starr concluded that Bill Clinton lied under oath. So Mueller, it kind of did it in a sleazy way, because although he could not find, did not find any evidence against President Trump, he still tried to besmirch the president on his way out, giving the Democrats red meat. But the Democratic leaders, who have some sense in their head, understand that impeachment will not work. Mueller did not deliver the goods that they needed.
And that's
why they're upset. He did not reach a conclusion. Yes, Donald Trump broke the law because he obstructed. In what way did Donald Trump obstruct? He didn't fire Mueller. And collusion in and of itself is not a crime. Mueller wasted, at the end of the day, he wasted $30+ million and all those resources. The Democrats wanted Mueller to say Trump did X and Mueller did not. So they're trying to fish around, what can we get out of the Mueller report? What they're going to try to do is impeachment light, as I put it. They cannot really impeach the president because you have to have high crimes and misdemeanors. They don't have it. So they're going to try to do it to the press. So he's crooked. He's this. Donald Trump Jr. is this. Da, 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 da. But ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, the president is one of the most effective presidents in the history of the United States.
Yes,
his approval ratings are going through the roof.
Yes.
And I do believe he will be reelected. In fact, he is announcing on June 18th in Orlando that he is running for president once again in 2020. Your thoughts?
And the thing about it, have one of these people ever highlighted some of the good that's going on in America? They don't care. They hate him more than they love America. More than they even respect their constitutional duties and responsibilities to the citizens that they're supposed to be representing. They have ignored all of those. They have ignored all of that. They have ignored what they're supposed to be doing. They have ignored the constituents in their districts, focusing on trying to pull this president down.
Absolutely.
Not only because he beat Hillary. Well, he beat Hillary Clinton, who was their goddess.
Yes.
Of lies.
Yes.
Period. But because, here it is, we have a president who says, God bless America. We have a first lady that has the audacity to read the Lord's Prayer, at a rally.
Mm.
We have a outstanding leader like Franklin Graham talking about they forgot about the God factor, even though they may have cheated here, cheated there, fudged, you know, a lot of the voter rolls and all of that.
Right.
So what is really upsetting them also, we have a man in the White House who acknowledges God.
Absolutely.
And being that he acknowledges God, he also acknowledges Israel's right to exist.
Absolutely.
And he put that embassy there in Jerusalem.
Absolutely.
All of those things, when you're godless.
Yes.
When you're a heathen.
Yes.
When you are a child of hell. You hate those things with a passion.
Mm.
So I hope that those within the sound of my voice will realize that they need to start talking about impeachment to their representative who has forgotten them.
Exactly.
They need to tell these representatives, I voted for you.
Right.
To help lower my taxes. Mm. I voted for you to see that some of these abandoned buildings are no longer in my community.
Mm-hmm.
Get them to work for you because you pay their salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Then another thing about Donald Trump, he did not go into politics to get rich. He did not go into politics to put his name upon buildings. That was already accomplished before he became the president of the United States of America. Those are a lot of reasons why these people have such an intense hatred and ignore what's good. Now that Republican, and I'm gonna stop talking. That Republican who is also talking about impeachment, I can't remember his name.
Justin Amash.
He had nerve enough to be at a meeting, but that young lady got up there and read him his Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He had the nerve to say he should be impeached because he doesn't sound like a president. He called people names. What kind of insanity is that? The unemployment rate is beautiful. He's renegotiating different deals we've been placed in. Mm-hmm. Mexico realizes that the tariffs will go up to 25% if they don't stop these immigrants from invading our border. And they are taking notice.
Absolutely.
He's negotiating with China. He's met with Japan. He is the master of the art of the deal. What do these people who say that he's brash want? Another George Bush?
Exactly.
Who let the media define who he was and make him sound like a crazy wimp? What's wrong with calling people names? I call that Omar ill. Mm-hmm. I call her rash. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not the president or whatever, but instead of using profanity and profane language, this is our only outlet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I call berserk or rock berserk. There is nothing wrong with what he does because he just tells it like it is.
Well, absolutely, Barbara. Good summary, good analysis on your part. Yeah, I mean, I know some people are concerned about the tariffs being imposed upon Mexico, but we have to get the attention of the Mexican government to get them to take the immigration crisis seriously.
Absolutely.
Now, the tariffs of Mexico will start at 5% as of June 10th. And I think every 30 days that Mexico does not...
It increases.
So this is very important. America is not just the world's country, and that's what the Mexican president was implying, that America is everybody's country. America's made up of immigrants. We know that, but not everyone has its best interests at heart. And number two, we have immigration laws. No one should be able to just fly in, walk into our country, and we have no say in this.
And the first immigrants came here and invested in this country.
Absolutely.
And they came here and worked. And they came here and built this country. They didn't come here to get on welfare. They didn't
Absolutely.
Come here for food stamps. And before they came and mingled with the population that was already here, they were checked out medically.
Absolutely.
We're exposing our children and ourselves to unknown
Yep.
dangers medically.
Absolutely.
And the crime.
You know, and one of the things, you know, Joe Biden right now is the leading Democrat. We don't know if he's going to get the nomination, but more than likely he will. He was a signer onto the 1994 crime bill, which led to the arrest and imprisonment of a lot of particularly black men.
Yes.
And with the help of Donald Trump and the real prison reform, a lot of black men are able to get the training skills needed to reenter society. I mean, there were other programs, but this was a high-level program.
Yes.
And so I don't really know if Joe Biden is going to be an effective candidate for the Democrats. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are he's a washout and a wash-up, and he has done nothing significant all of his political life except make deals for his son to get rich.
Yeah.
And thank God they're investigating that. All of these people, Pelosi and all of them, stay in politics for the money.
Yep.
They don't stay in it because they are so dedicated to helping America become better, mm-hmm. become safer, become stronger. They're lining their pockets, making all sorts of deals, and that's why they want to find some kind of collusion and corruption on our president, because they are so corrupt.
Wow.
They're calling us, and they're telling us who they really are.
Right.
You know, every time I hear Nadler or one of them call our president a liar, that's because they lie all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole program, their whole party now has become the party of liars. Congenital and just pathological liars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Look at the former president. Oh, Muslims built this country. Yeah, well, where are their ambulances? Where are the hospitals? Where are the schools?
Exactly.
Lies. Lie upon lie. Mm-hmm. And just like Hillary Clinton, What difference does it make? Human life means nothing to them. They're the ones pushing these demonic, debauchery abortion laws.
Exactly.
They're the ones wanting to see a baby born and say, well, should we kill the baby or should we let this baby enjoy being a citizen of America?
Right, right.
And put him up for adoption. Put her up for adoption. No, they believe in shedding the blood of the innocent.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And they have become a party of destruction, a party of darkness, and a party, I just say, is very demonic. And I say that, and that's a terrible thing to say about a political party.
That's true.
But what else can I say?
That's true.
They're supporting murdering babies. They're supporting things that are totally unnatural, and our former president was the leader. They're not talking about protecting our children from maybe diseases from people coming in here who have not been checked. They're talking about open borders.
Right.
So that means they don't even respect the sovereignty of America.
Exactly.
A country that has been very good to them.
Even, absolutely.
What did I read? That the former president is, where is he? Someplace in South America.
Brazil, I think.
Brazil or whatever. Talking about America was founded on inequity. This man who didn't just, a community organizer.
Wow.
Who fooled enough people to be elected not only once but twice, and now he's set for life.
Exactly, exactly.
Has a nerve enough to say that about the country that puts the bread and butter on his table.
Well, I say this with Obama. He was absolutely a liar. I know a lot of Democrats and liberals consider him to be some kind of messiah type. He was actually dishonest. Number one, this country was built on inequity. Well, how did he, a half African, a black man, become president of a first world country?
Absolutely.
No other first world country, Spain, China, not China so much, England, France, has a black man as president. That's the bottom line. And that's the truth. This country has given Obama more opportunities than he would ever have anywhere else.
Absolutely.
And
he's ungrateful.
And he's very ungrateful.
That's right.
And that's why that's one of the reasons why Hillary lost. Donald Trump wants the world to stop using America. The Mexico president, he actually said America is for immigrants, for migrants, to justify why Mexico is allowing people to use it as a passageway into the United States. We have laws. We are a sovereign nation. No one has a right to just walk in, come into the United States without being vetted, without being asked questions. We have a right to know. And in California, I think they have some cases now of some disease. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's typhus or whatever. But to make sure, I mean, we need to make sure that people are not bringing diseases into this country.
Absolutely. And can we go to Mexico and just walk in? No. From what I understand, their immigration laws are very stringent. And even if you live there 40, 50 years, you never become a citizen. That's from what I understand. I don't know.
Right,
I haven't studied it. But I know one thing. From what I've heard, you must walk around with identification.
Mm-hmm.
And for these, they're not liberals. Like I said, they're secular humanists, these godless people, giving to people who have come here illegally. The right to vote, the right to do this, putting them in housing and all that. And Ben Carson is working on that issue, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's so unconscionable when you have American citizens who are waiting on waiting lists to get into apartments. They're putting a preference, giving a preference to people who have broken our laws. Where in the world, as American citizens, can we go and find sanctuary from the laws that we have broken? There's no place.
Exactly.
And they want to turn communities, cities, states into sanctuary for people who have broken our laws. They have no respect for those men and women who have sacrificed their lives for the freedoms, the liberties, and the privileges we have as Americans. And I say down with all of them. Any decent, respectable person, when they see what's going on and how outrageous this party has become, even if they've been a lifelong Democrat, they should say, morally, I cannot support them at all anymore, because I'm going to put God first in my country and my conscience in play.
Absolutely. I really believe that. I don't know how you can be a Bible-believing Jew or Christian and vote for Democrats. Vote for a Democrat blindly, we now know, is risky and is dangerous for our country.
Very.
Because they are not putting America first. They want power. So that means letting illegals vote in our elections.
That's what they want.
That's what they want. Now, these are the same people who want to talk about Russia, foreign influence. But if you care so much about foreign influence and you're trying to stop it.
Or the laws of this land,
why do you want illegals to flood our polls and vote? That, again, liberalism, it does not make sense.
It does not make sense.
There are too many hypocrites. That mentality is very hypocritical. I mean, like, again, going back to Disney, you want to punish the state of Georgia for protecting unborn children, but you continue to film in countries where abortion is illegal. Disney needs to back away from that.
Absolutely.
Political correctness will kill their brand. Netflix brand will be tainted because there are millions of pro-life Americans who will choose an alternative.
Can I just say this? They deserve to be killed.
Because who deserves to be killed?
Netflix, Disney, because if they're run by people who have such a degenerate, polluted, filthy mind, then they don't deserve our dollars. Mm-hmm. We need to stop supporting them. Mm-hmm. So you might feel empathy for them or what? I don't. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel nothing for people who want to destroy the moral standards in America. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They have done enough damage.
Yep.
And it's time for us to say enough is enough and you don't come any further. So let them go down. Mm-hmm. They need to go down. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. In a couple of weeks, we'll be in upstate New York.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God, for Flag Day. That's June 14th, Friday, June 14th, Fort Stanwyck, and that's in Rome, New York.
Yes.
And on June 15th, we will be in Massachusetts at a Second Amendment rally.
Second Amendment flag rally. Yes.
And that will be, and we'll give you more details next week.
Yes.
So we will be broadcasting 2 weeks from now via phone from Massachusetts.
And we'll be celebrating a birthday.
Absolutely. Next Saturday is your birthday.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to celebrate it. We want all of you to pick up a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations.
Yes.
It's available on Amazon, Smith and all these different Barnes and Noble, and it's available online everywhere. We want to say thank you to Mark Levin and his staff for their kindness last Saturday. We were able to give Mark Levin a copy of your book, and we congratulate him on his number one bestseller on Freedom of the Press.
Yes, very interesting book, you know, because he's a dynamic thinker and writer. So a notebook that I've gotten from his collection has ever been a disappointment. It's been uplifting and an eye-opener. So please get your copy of his book. And don't forget to pick up Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. I know it seems like a long title, but I think everyone thinks it's a good title. You don't have to worry about remembering it. Just go in to Amazon, Simon & Schuster, any of them. Put in Barbara from Harlem.
Yes.
And that makes it easier.
To search for the book.
Right. That's correct. And it will come up because I'm the only Barbara from Harlem. And I just wanted to tell them, for all of you out there who may have be intimidated sometimes because these secular humanists, are very bold mm-hmm. in promoting their propaganda. I don't care what it is, you can be at a rehearsal at church and they'll bring up their propaganda to try to spread it. But I went to a Republican club, and I was told before I went there, listen, let me warn you, Barbara, you're coming into the belly of the beast. Because I assumed that, there would be some liberals there, and I don't want to use that word liberal, some secular humanists there, and some who were, anti-Trump, etc. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, I told that president, oh, really? Mm. Listen, I am the beast. Mm. I went there, and I didn't have one problem. I just put it out on the line. Tell people I'm not politically correct, so don't even talk about being politically correct. I laid it out. Whatever it is we've talked about, I took questions from the audience, did my best to answer them, and it was a beautiful occasion. So I say that. Don't be afraid to express your point of view. Don't be afraid. That be as bold as those who are godless and who are pushing an agenda that's not befitting to the greatness of America. Because we are a moral country.
Absolutely.
We were founded on morals and principles and ethics. That's why even though there was slavery, we have the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. What other country, all those countries that have been in existence long before us, mm-hmm. what improvements have they made?
Right.
Look at those who are still following a 7th century ideology, doing the same thing, still beheading people.
Yeah, exactly.
For listening to music.
Right.
Throwing yeah. people off roofs.
Yep.
They have not progressed because their ideology is not as strong and as positive and as God-centered as America's.
Well, I actually think that, and I think you're totally right, that Judeo-Christian values, as we started out at the top of the show basically saying, they are lifesavers, these values.
They are.
Because the Islamic values, you don't have any pets, music, women are treated as second-class yeah. citizens, you're subjugated to, really, your slaves, homosexuals are punished, sometimes killed. Mm-hmm. So there's no freedom in Islam. There's no freedom under communism.
No.
There's no freedom in those isms. There's no freedom.
None.
There's really no prosperity.
No.
So they have to come to the West where there are Judeo-Christian values to have regular running water, regular electricity, to be able to be free to express themselves. Yes.
I just wanted to say one thing. And though they're commanded and directed to vote to pray 5 times a day, what has it produced? They don't have electricity. You go right ahead. I just wanted to make...
No, that's it. We'll go into that more next week. We're running out of time. Thank you for
yes.
tuning in and listening to
our
Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973 573-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.